from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome once again to our Let the Bible Speak broadcast. A preacher once said, I thank God there is a height in the Bible that I don't know anything about, and a depth that I've never been able to fathom, and it makes the book all the more fascinating. If I could take that book up, he said, and read it as I can read any other book and understand it at one reading, I would have lost faith in it years ago. It's one of the strongest proofs that it must have come from God, that the wisest men who have been studying it for 50 years have laid down their pens and said, there's a depth we know nothing of. No scripture, said the great C.H. Spurgeon, is exhausted by a single explanation. The flowers of God's garden bloom, not only double but sevenfold. They're continually pouring forth fresh fragrance. And it's my prayer that as you hear God's word today, that there will be that fresh fragrance poured forth into your heart as the Reverend Ivan Foster lets the Bible speak.
Good morning, everyone. Nice to have you with us as we gather once again around the Word of God. We have just two verses that I want to set before you today. I must confess, you know, that I suppose the only word I can use is tempted to simply incorporate these two verses into our Bible reading and then go on to the next portion and study it. But on reflection, as I look at these two verses, although they're small and perhaps we might ordinarily skip over them in our Bible reading, nevertheless, they do contain some important truths. So we're going to read the two verses that I'm referring to in this fashion. It's chapter 4 of the Gospel of Mark. You know that we're in that chapter. And we're going to read the verses 24 and 25. Then after that, immediately, we will hear from John Brown, and he is singing, very significantly, a hymn entitled, Thou Art the Everlasting Word. Wonderful title for the Lord Jesus. But we'll hear our brother Brown sing in just a moment or two. Let's hear the two verses that we're going to look at this morning. Mark chapter 4, and the verse 24. And he said unto them, Take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. God will bless his word to our hearts. Here's John Brown singing, Thou art the Everlasting Word.
In the most perfect league.
Since we're just considering two verses today, I think it would be appropriate that we take the few moments that are required to read those verses again, because that which is contained there is very important, and it takes a little understanding before we grasp the significance of these words. Verse 24, then, of Mark chapter 4. "And he said unto them, Take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear, shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath." Please remember that these are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. These are not the words of a radio evangelist urging upon you that you listen to his program and tune in to his message. These are the solemn words of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And in these words, he says, "Take heed what ye hear." He's speaking to us about hearing. He's speaking to us about the very activity that you now are engaged in. And he's telling us something about how and what we should hear. Let me say this. It is important that we hear God's word. It is important that we hear God's word. Many churches have the pulpit in the center. That's where it is in my church. Why is it in the center? There is really nothing else other than the pulpit at the front of my church. Why? To underline that there is a great importance upon hearing God's word. That is what God says. "Take heed," says the Lord Jesus, "what ye hear." What many things people listen to today. Think of the sounds that fill the air. Think of the sounds that come out of the radio, out of the television. Think of the sounds that we hear in everyday conversation. The babble of voices across the world. What are they talking about? What are people listening to? I would suggest to you that very few are actually listening to the Word of God. But the Lord Jesus says, "Take heed what ye hear." It is important that we listen to God's word. Important that we listen to God's word. There is not the ear for God's word today that once there was. I can remember a day when open-air meetings were very, very common. Every Friday night, Saturday night, was hardly a town or a village but had its open-air meeting. Missions, they were common. You saw signs and evidences of meetings being conducted all over the countryside. There's not that evidence today. People have an ear for something other than the Word of God. But I tell you this, God wants us to know that it is important we listen to His Word. Hearing God's Word is important because God's Word is the chief means God employs to communicate His truth to us. Could I just read you a few verses, and this subject is taking a grip upon my soul even as I'm talking to you, and although we only have a couple of verses, I fear lest we run out of time even in thinking about those verses. So let me quickly just turn up in my Bible here the opening verses of Hebrews, Paul's epistle to the Hebrew Christians. Listen to what we read. "God, who at sundry times, different times, and in divers manners, spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son." What is the method God employs to convey to men his truth? Speaking. He employs words. He puts words in prophets' mouths. and they in turn reach the ears of the people. God's Son, when he came into this world, could have come into this world at any age. He could have come in this age of computers, age of faxes, age of telephone, age of the internet. But he didn't. He came in an age when the chief means of communicating anything was by word of mouth, and that was to underline the fact that that is God's means by which the gospel is imparted. What did the Lord Jesus do? He ordained preachers and he sent them out into the world to speak, to proclaim his word. And it's still God's means today. No matter what inventions by way of communication has come to the fore, what knowledge men have now gained, it is still God's plan and purpose that his truth be communicated by preaching. The Lord Jesus said that the gospel will be preached to all nations, and then shall the end come. My time is gone. I think we'll have to return to this, for it's a vital subject. Oh, give ear to the gospel. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.